This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Today we're looking at how, through worship, a person receives encouragement for living the Christian life. The scriptures clearly teach that spiritual challenges, suffering, and hardship will frequently test those who choose to live for God. In Matthew 5 and verse 11, the Bible says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." Also notice in Acts chapter 5, verse 40 and 41. Here the Bible says, "And they agreed with him when they had called for the apostles and beaten them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." As a result, it is natural for a person to become emotionally weary and overwhelmed with discouragement at times throughout their walk of faith. During these periods of deep discouragement and emotional fatigue, Christians need to be encouraged and inspired to keep fighting the good fight of faith. They also need encouragement and inspiration when the periods of discouragement are not so deep. One way that a Christian receives needed encouragement and inspiration is through worship. In other words, God has so designed worship that it has a way of recharging, you could say, those who become emotionally drained from dealing with the everyday challenges, as well as the not-so-everyday challenges associated with Christian living. Of course, this is not to suggest that worship should be viewed merely or primarily as an occasion to recharge one's emotional and spiritual batteries. To view worship this way would be to view it primarily as a self-serving event, and to view worship primarily as a self-serving event makes man, not God, the center of worship, and prevents his true meaning and purpose, perverts his true meaning and purpose. To say that worship is a way of recharging people is simply to acknowledge the fact that encouragement and emotional uplift often come to those who worship. It's not uncommon prior to attending a worship service, to be tired, to be weary, but when services are over, to feel encouraged and to feel uplifted, and that is a great encouragement and a great aspect for us to remember as we consider worship on the first day of the week. We also know that after death, that God will transform his disciples into spiritually perfect people. This is the destiny of those who remain faithful to God. The scriptures often speak of this destiny and sometimes refer to it as glory. Romans 5 and verse 2 says, "Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Also notice 1 John 3 and verse 2. Here the Bible says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3 and verse 2. With this in mind, could anyone seriously challenge the suggestion that Christians will often be encouraged and experience emotional uplift when, through worship, they are confronted with this destiny and meditate on it? Let's remind ourselves that one of the greatest blessings of worship is that we walk away encouraged and uplifted by worshiping our great and awesome God.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Babaway Media by visiting us at babawaymedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.